Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, sluggish cash cattle market interest is expected to develop today with increased packer activity likely to develop in most areas throughout the morning. Bids are expected to start at levels similar with yesterday, with live bids of $109 and $175 dressed. Asking prices should hold well above these levels at the point in the week at about $112 to $115 here in our part of the country. Futures trades likely mixed today with light to moderate interest expected this morning. The inability for nearby contracts to hold firm early day gains yesterday afternoon, it's creating expectations that prices may continue to wander in the moderate trading range seen over the last month. This range could hold through most of the summer as limited fundamental market changes are expected in the near future. Now, the hog futures continue to defend support levels near $80.50 following a pullback in nearby support late yesterday. The underlying tone of the lean hog complex remains extremely weak following a move to three-month lows late last week. Moving to the grains, wheat market's weaker this morning, although, like the soybeans, wheat is managing to hang on to recent gains rather well. Harvest remains incredibly delayed in the southern plains, but quality of wheat that has made it through an elevator is somewhat encouraging. Protein content is definitely lower than a year ago, although test weight would still make the number two hard red winter wheat. We would like to see some harvest progress in Kansas, though, before making any sweeping statements about this year's hard red winter crop. Corn prices are once again weaker from the overnight following through on yesterday's session, which caught many off guard. While strong, healthy bull markets often see a pattern of two steps forward and one step back, bullish traders seem to have no patience for a market which doesn't rally double digits each and every day. And it's been corn's party, and without strength from that market, it's difficult for soybeans to stand on their own. Modest losses overnight in soybeans, but holding recent gains rather well. We're going to check all your futures right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle down 7 cents, 105.55. October up 35, 107.05. August feeder cattle up 32 cents, 137.25. September's up 42 cents, 137.60. July hogs down 157 at 81.47. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July down 10 and a quarter yesterday, 465 and a quarter. September down 10 and a half, 477. Chicago wheat, July was down 8 cents, 531 and a half. September down 7 and a quarter at 535 and a half. July corn down 5 cents, 449 and 3 quarters. September down 6 cents at 455 and a half. July soybeans up 3 quarters at 913 and a half. August up a penny at 920 and a quarter. July cotton down 31 cents yesterday, 65.32. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.